member of you're a member of a chevra, so you want to show them that I'm one of you. Or he gives the example of somebody who's trying to impress his boss. He thinks that he can impress his boss. How can he impress his boss? Yeah, his boss is going to be on his side and his boss is going to promote him because he's speaking Lashon Hara about another employee. And the other employee, he's saying, is not a good employee, is not good for the company, he's not loyal or whatever the description is. And because he's speaking against somebody else, he's trying to improve his own position. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, that's the love of Eloisa Chanifa es Oretz. Chanifa, flattery, is something that we're not allowed to do. And there's love in the Torah of Eloisa Chanifa es Oretz, that I'm going to improve my position by telling Lashon Hara about him.
By Yidden or by Goyim
first? Well, it's by Yidden. Lashon Hara is only by Yidden.
You don't have to go to a Goy and tell him you know you're good and the best ones because you want to...
You could, well, to be machnif a goy, I don't know. There's a love of Eloi Sechonim, which they say is that you're only allowed to be nice, if you like, or to give presents to a goy. Let's say, talk about you got cleaner, and you want to give them a present on their birthday, or for chog, or whatever it is. If it's good for you, then you're allowed to do it. Not if you've got no hanor from it, then you're not allowed. But that's not our subject. Here the Chofetz Chaim is saying that Chanifa can bring to Lashon Hara. Right, a person will speak Lashon Hara about another employee, another member of the staff, a boy in the class. He'll speak about Lashon Hara to the teacher about another boy in the class in order to raise his own position, in order to ingratiate himself and to become friendly with the teacher. The teacher is going to help him, or the boss is going to promote him, or whatever it is. So the Chofetz Chaim, lav number 17, Meloisa Chanifa Soretz, another one of the 17 lavin that can bring to Lashon Hara. Tomorrow, B'leidu, we start looking at the Essin, at the positive mitzvahs.
Started at the Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, 25th of Shvat, 4th of February. Bring our Rav, Rabbi Avraham Hersha Shlita, the wife, the children, and the Shver. This week's Torreway is sponsored by Family Morgan, Mitzvah Simchat, our Mitzvah of Nicole Morgan, Neri Yoan, the guest was yesterday. He, Rotha, and Shisku, the Rav, was given a Rav Matis, and the public prayer for the Torreway.
Amen.
Morning. Just want to go through with you some fascinating insights which we had in yesterday's Parsha, Parshas Yisroi. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been learning about the Esa Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, the phenomenal Nisim which Klal Yisrael experienced. Every one of Klal Yisrael was witness to the phenomenal Nisim which the Rebbein Shem was Megal himself in Mitzrayim, by the Esa Makos, and afterwards the Kriyas Yamsuf. There were, however, three Yidden who missed it all. Three Yidden who weren't witness to any of it. Moshe Rabbeinu's wife and his two children, Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer, they were stuck in Midian together with Yisroi. So while the whole Klal Yisrael witnessed all these Esa Makos and all these phenomenal Nisim, Moshe Rabbeinu's nearest and dearest, his own family, missed it all. They heard about it in the news, Shomu Amim Yigozan, like the Goyim heard about it, they heard about it as well, but they weren't witness to it at all. Why weren't they witness to it? So if you remember in Parshas Shemois, when the Rebbein Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim, so he took his wife, Tzipora, and his child, Gershom, and they headed towards Mitzrayim. And when they met Aaron, Aaron says, "Where are you bringing these people?" So he says, "I'm bringing them down to Mitzrayim." So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Alo Yishoinim Onu Mitzrayim, we're trying to get the Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Why are you bringing more Yidden into Mitzrayim?" So Moshe Rabbeinu sent them home. So Tzipora and Gershom went, and Eliezer went back home. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Ramban there, he says something fascinating. He says, if you look at the Pasuk in Parshas Shemois, listen to the Lashon HaPasuk. Vayikach Moshe es ishtev es vonov, Moshe Rabbeinu took his wife and his children, vayakiveim alach hamor, and he put them on a donkey. So it's a Lashon Rabbim in the plural. He put them on a donkey, vayoshov out to Mitzrayim, and he returned to Mitzrayim. So the grammar doesn't stim, the grammar doesn't flow. Vayakiveim, he put them on a chamor, and he went back, he returned to Mitzrayim. The grammar's not consistent. Says the Ramban, first pshat, like Rashi says, he sent them back. Vegam efshah sheholchu Mitzrayim, it's possible that Tzipora and the children, Taka, went to Mitzrayim. However, v'chashen is'ak fushom, when they stayed in Mitzrayim a little bit, nichsefai l'avio, Tzipora became homesick. She wanted to go back home, v'sholcha im abonim. So that could be a second reason why Moshe Rabbeinu sent them back home, nichsefai l'avio. In the Hamikdav, he says something different. She actually came to Mitzrayim, and she couldn't take, when she saw the tzaras, which Klal Yisrael had in Mitzrayim, Tzipora couldn't emotionally take it, and she went back to Midian. So we've got three possibilities why Tzipora and the children went back. Either because Rahman says, why are you bringing more Yidden into Mitzrayim? Or because she was a little bit homesick, like Ramban seems to say. Or because she couldn't take the Tzar Shel Yisrael. One reason or another, they missed Esa Makkos and Kriyas Yamsuf. Well, hit me yesterday, or a couple of days ago, Erev Shabbos, with something fascinating. We've got a Machloikus, where the Yisroi Koyde Matan Torah Ba, or Acha Matan Torah Ba. Although the story of Ayishma Yisroi Koyde Midian is written in the Torah before Matan Torah, that's only in Perichof later on in yesterday's Parsha. However, there are those Rishonim who learn that Be'etzem it's not written in the chronological order, and Yisroi Acha Matan Torah Ba, he only came after Matan Torah. If you think about what that means that Tzipora, Gershom, and Eliezer, not only did they miss Esa Makkos, not only did they miss Kriyas Yamsuf, they missed Matan Torah as well. Every single Yid was standing there by Matan Torah, and we know that even the Neshamas of all Doris, our Neshamas are standing there by Matan Torah. Everyone had to be present for Kabbalah Satorah, and yet Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer missed Matan Torah. If you hold Yisra'ach and Matan Torah Baal, they weren't there. Phenomenal to think about. It hit me like a bombshell, this. Hayitochen to say Azazach, is it possible to say such a thing, that they missed Matan Torah? And the truth is, one of the Rishonim, the Reuben Shuav, he writes, although there's a machloikus, whether Yisra Koyde Matan Torah Ba or Lacha Matan Torah Ba, he says it's more mistaba, it's more logical to say they came before Matan Torah, because it's not mistaba to say that they missed Matan Torah. So use this as a little bit of a proof that perhaps they came before Matan Torah. Oh, but there is some, Al-Sam Rishonim who learn, they came Lacha Matan Torah. And the truth is, if you look in the Chizkuni, in yesterday's parasha, the Chizkuni says, he points this out, and he says that, Afal Pisha Ein Raya L'dova, Zeicha L'dova, there's a hint to it in the Torah. Because after this parasha, Gershom and Eliezer are not any more mentioned in the Torah. Why did they not come in the Torah? They're not mentioned in the Torah anymore, because if they miss Matan Torah, it can't be mentioned in the Torah. But it's phenomenal to think about it, if you think that not only did they miss everything, they missed Esa Makkos and Kriyas Yamsuf, they missed Matan Torah as well. Agav, I opened my emails last night and I saw someone sent me, one of my cousins in Eretz Yisrael, he said, I've got a kasha, something I never thought about, perhaps you've got teretz for me. He says, if you hold Yisro Yachem Matan Torah Bo, he said, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, Matan Torah was on Vav Zayin Sivan. The next day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchas. He came down on Shiv Asa B'Tamuz, he broke the Luchas. He went up again the very next day, Yud Ches Tamuz, till the Shchedesh Elul. And he went up a third time, Shchedesh Elul to Matan till Yom Kippur. Then later on, so Moshe Rabbeinu was Osuk. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there between Shavuos and Yom Kippur. Yeah, there was three times he went out for 40 days. And then later on in the parash it says, Vahimi Mochras, the whole story, Vahimi Mochras, and Yisui said, Novel Tiboil, etc. He said, if you hold Acha Matan Torah Bo, when exactly did that happen? The whole first psukim, the first few psukim of the parasha, Vayisapim Moshe L'choisnei, the Moshe Rabbeinu went out to greet Yisui, Vayisapim Moshe L'choisnei, if you hold Acha Matan Torah Bo, when exactly did that happen? Acha Matan Torah, there was no time. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, not from Shiva Zavatamas all the way to Yom Kippur. And after Yom Kippur, Vahimi Mochras, that was the next Pasha. So I'm not sure exactly which date it happened, if you hold Acha Matan Torah Bo. But let's leave that as a horror by the side. But one way or the other, it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu's own family missed Esa Makkos, Kriyas Yamsuf, and even Matan Torah. Thinking about it, is it possible to say, Azazach, what's Taka Pshat, that they missed Matan Torah? Everyone was there to be Mekabel Torah, and Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer missed it. To say that they missed it because the words are Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Hoitzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, they didn't come out of Mitzrayim, they were already in Midian. So to say they missed it just because of that is a little bit difficult to understand. But there is a fascinating Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash says as follows: Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bonai hoyu mushubadim betitul levenim. My children in Mitzrayim were mushubad betitul levenim. The Mitzrayim put them through torture. They made them work hard. V'yisrei haya yoshev v'seich beisei b'ashkeit. Yisrei was sitting in Midian, Kohen Midian, he was sitting b'menucha, he didn't have any, he wasn't mishtatif b'tzar and shel Yisrael, he didn't experience and feel the tzaras ha-shibud. U'bar liris b'simcha satoi in bonai. Now that there's Kabbalah satoi klal Yisrael have come out, now you want to join. There's no such thing. If you want, this is something which has to ring in our ears. If a Yid wants to be mishtatef, b'simchasan, b'shuasan, shel Yisrael. If a Yid wants to have a sheiches, wants to be part of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, they also have to be part of the Tzaron shel Yisrael. Yisroi, says the Medrash Tanchuma, since he wasn't mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisrael, because when they were in Mitzrayim, he was in Midyon, therefore he says the Rebbeinu Shem, now that it comes the good times, the Matan Torah, you can't have a chelik in that as well. It could be that Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer, through no fault of their own, but they were in Midyon, so they were not mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisrael, they didn't experience it firsthand. The Levim in Mitzrayim, although they weren't meshubad, or but they witnessed it firsthand, and we know from the Medrashim how they helped the Yidden, they davened for the Yidden, they gave them chizuk, so they experienced it, they were part and parcel, therefore you can be zeichah to Matan Torah. Or with Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer, who did not experience and didn't feel its tzvos and shel Yisrael, they couldn't be a chelik of Matan Torah.
On the third shot, that if you came and couldn't take it, you went back home. How would that?
Faket, that makes it even better. You can't take, you went and experienced and you can't because of your own emotion. Of course, we're not judging Tzipora. Because of her own emotions, she fled and she ran away and she can't take it. If you're not mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisrael, then you can't be.
But she witnessed it firsthand.
Sorry?
She witnessed it first.
Yeah, but it looks like she went and she saw and she couldn't take it. So where Klal Yisrael there, she went away. That was enough of a tain on her.
Tzipora is mentioned later, not Gershom
and Eliezer. Yeah, Chizkuni points out Gershom and Eliezer, yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, but let's move on. So one way or another, they missed the Holy Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they missed, could be, they missed Matan Torah as well. But let's look what happened. Just with that Hakdama, with that introduction. Shteit Azoi. Rebaran, actually, I saw last night, Rebaran Kotler, in Mishnah Rebaran, he points out that the Torah HaKadosh is Meshabeach Yisroi. Yisroi is a Kohen Midyon. He lived in all the glamour with the fame, with the covered, and he gave it all up to became a ger. So he was mamish moisa nefesh to join Klal Yisrael. But Afal Bikain, even though he was moisa nefesh, or if you didn't experience it firsthand, you weren't mishtatef, you still can't have a chelek with Yishuas and Shel Yisrael. Yisrael now comes to greet Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says the following words, Vayomel Moshe, ani choysencha Yisrael boi lecho, v'ishtecho shnei boner imo. I'm coming to greet you. I'm coming towards you. Please come out to greet me. If you don't come out to greet me, says Rashi, if you don't come for me, come for your wife. If you don't come for your wife, come for your children. But his first bakasha was, come to greet me. And Maral Fekhtim Oedi Kikasha, it sounds like Redifas HaKovet. Yisrael says, Moshe, I want you to come and greet me. And you know what's going to happen? If Moshe comes out, Aaron's going to come out, the Zakenim are going to come out, Gans Klal Yisrael, everyone's going to come and greet. Yisrael was the one who was Bereach Min HaKovet. He had all the covered in Midyon, and he ran away from it. He gave it up to join Klal Yisrael. And suddenly it looks like the Yisrael is running. He wants the covered. I say, Begini, do it for my sake.
Was the guy before he came or after he came?
Either way. As we'll see, the Pashtus is, it's a machlokes, but the Pashtus will see that he was Megaya afterwards. Like we'll see, that's why he couldn't get into the Hanani HaKovet, as we'll see soon. But Al-Goponim, the Ma'al Fek Tekasha, that why is it, V'chi Yisrael Yishayah Godel, Hoya Roidefach HaKovet, Shishlach, he sent a message, Tzei Begini, says the Ma'al, fascinating to understand how human brain works. Says Ma'al, V'ein Zu Kushya, Ki ein zeh redifas hakoved, rak hasaras genayu bizoyin. Shekol adam afilu tzadik vechosid makpid al bizoyinoi. Mipnei shederach lechabed hisoyach bifrat kasher yochis and Moshe, im lo yetzel ikrosoi hoya bizoyin vegenai. Maral says something fascinating. It's true a person can't run after covered. Or a person doesn't need to experience disgrace bizoyin. If a guest comes, the social norm is you go out to greet him. If your father-in-law is coming, you certainly go out to greet him. Says Yisroi, if I come and no one comes out to greet me, it's going to be bizoyin. Says the Maral, that's not called Rudifas HaKovet. It's not called Rudifas HaKovet. I just don't want to experience bizoyin. Chedush Harim, sorry, the Me'emes, the Rebbe asked, he doesn't understand it. But, as I state in Maral, the Chedush Harim gives another pshat, also psychological pshat. He says that Yisroel was so low at the time, although he'd been Moisa Nefesh to give up all the covet which he had in Midian to join Klal Yisrael, it was very, very hard. Imagine a person who's giving up the covet Melochim they had, the Koyen Midian, most choshev a person Midian, he's giving it all up to come to join Klal Yisrael. Who knows how they're going to accept him again, Klal Yisrael. And he was very, in inverted commas, I wouldn't say the word depressed, but he was very low. Says the Chiddush Orim, he thought, listen, Klal Yisrael, they experienced Matan Torah, they experienced Esamakas, everything. Look at my history. I've served Kol Avodah Zarah Sheba'olam. I'm so lowly. It was beyond his imagination that perhaps Klal Yisrael would accept him. He'd be one of Klal Yisrael. And because he was so low, he needed a chizuk. And he sent to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, if you come out to me, you'll be emerged a chizuk for me. So one way or another, it wasn't a redifa sakovah. Either would just have been a ganai, a bizayin, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have come to greet him. Or, says the Chiddush Orim, he needed a chizuk. Ishtet emerged a kaposuk. This is where we want to get to. Let's imagine for a minute. Put yourself in Moshe Rabbeinu's shoes. Moshe Rabbeinu has been in Mitzrayim, and his wife and children have been in Midian. They haven't seen each other for more than a year. They haven't spoken on the phone, no texts, no emails, nothing. They haven't made any connection. Not only that, but lots has happened in this past year. There's been Esamakas, there's been a Dom, a Tzvadeh, a Kinim. There's been a Kriyas Yamsuf. It could even be there's been a Matan Torah, if you hold Yisrach and Matan Torah. Lots has happened. Imagine the passion with which Moshe Rabbeinu has. He's going to greet his wife and children. He's got so much to tell them. He's missed them. He gets a message. They're coming. Your wife is coming. Your children are coming. And your father-in-law is coming. So let's imagine for a minute. You haven't seen your wife, your children, your father-in-law for more than a year. And then they're coming. They're coming on a flight. And you're going to Heathrow Airport to greet them. Okay? So who are you going to be most excited to see? The wife, the children, or the shver? That's exactly what happened over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is going out, he hears, he gets a message, either through an Igeres or through a Shliach, that they're coming. That, Ani Chosen Chayisoy Boy Lecho, I'm coming, my your father-in-law, Ve'ishtecho Shnei Boner, we're all coming to greet you. I would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu is going to greet out his wife and his children. Agav, number three, he'll also greet his father-in-law. In the Pasuk Shnei Demo de Kazach, Vayetze Moshe Likras Chosnoi. He went out to greet his father-in-law. They got into conversation. He tells Yisrael everything that's happened, Pari and Mitzrayim. Not a mention of Tzipporah, not a mention of Gershom Eliezer. To Gershom and Eliezer, he's got a mitzvah say min HaTorah, leman tesape posne bincho ben bincho, eis asher eis alalti bin Mitzrayim, he's got a mitzvah say of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim to his children. He didn't have a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim to his father-in-law, and yet, it seems that he ignored his wife, ignored his father-in-law. Sorry, ignored his wife, ignored his children, went straight to his father-in-law. Strange. Very, very strange. I posed this question, maybe I shouldn't have. But I posed this question in my women's shiur last week. How would you take it? There you are, you come to Heathrow Airport with your wife, with your children and your father. And your husband, you haven't seen your husband for a year. And then he comes and he goes straight to your father and ignores you and the children. Very strange. Let's look back a little bit into the history of the relationship between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro. We know that after Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away from Mitzrayim, after he killed the Mitzri, so he went to Cush for 40 years. And it says as follows, after 40 years in Cush, where it was the Melech, after he didn't touch the Malka, and after 40 years, they made some sort of referendum, we've got a king who refuses to touch the queen. They loved Moshe, if you read the Medrashim, they loved Moshe with a passion. He liked them, they loved him. In the end, they came to the conclusion that if he's not prepared to marry one of us, we can't have him as a king. So by mutual agreement, Moshe Rabbeinu left, and then he went to Midian, and that's where the Torah picks up the story that he was there, Vayeshev ala Be'er. What happened? Says Azoi. Benois Midian came, Yisroi came, and like the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmois, the Royim, the shepherds, drove them away. Moshe Rabbeinu saved them, and they came home. Yisrael asked his daughters, what happened? And they said, Ish Mitzri Yitzilonu Mi'adoroyim. He says, where is he? He's by the well, go bring him. So the Torah just says, they brought him home and he married Tzipporah. Obe, if you look in the Sefer HaYosha, one of the Medrashim, he says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Yisrael's house, and Yisrael gets in a conversation. Where have you been? What's your history? He said, I used to be in Mitzrayim. I escaped. Then I was in Cush. I left. Yisrael starts picking up something suspicious about this fellow. He's escaped Mitzrayim. He's a refugee. He's escaped from Kush. They're probably looking for him. Shteit azoy. Vayikocheyu, and he took him. Vayitneu el beis asoya. Yisrael put locked him up in jail in prison. Vayi Moshe bebeis asoya eses shonim. For 10 years, Yisrael locked him up in jail. Vayi biyois Moshe bebeis asoya. He was there for 10 years. Vatachmo el olof tzipoyah basruel. One of Yisrael's daughters, Tzipoyah, she, behind her father's back, every day, took some lechem umayim, took some bread and water, and brought it down to Moshe Rabbeinu in the dungeon. It says like this, 10 years later, Miketz Eseshonim, Vatoyimet Tzipoyah, so Tzipoyah opens her mouth and she says to her father, do you remember that fellow you threw in prison 10 years ago? We haven't heard from him, maybe we should go and see what's happened to him. Yisro looks at his daughter and says, what do you mean? I threw him in jail 10 years ago. He hasn't had what to eat, he hasn't had what to drink. What do you think's become of him? If he's been 10 years on a starvation diet without anything. Tzipoyah says, let's go and have a look. She never told the father she sustained him with lechem umayim. So they went down and they see. They went down to the prison. And on the way, Yisro says to her, I don't understand. Ani akadova hazeh. Lehiyotze hageve beveis hakele eses shonim velo yichal v'yichel. It's a waste of time, this, to go down. Of course he's dead. Tzipoyah says, listen, in the end of the day, he's a Jew. We've heard the stories about Avram and custom. We've heard about, okay, there's been Nissim before. Who knows? Maybe a Ness has happened to him. They come down. They find Moshe alive and kicking. Yisro is flabbergasted. This fellow's alive after 10 years of not eating anything. And he takes him out. And he gives him to Tzipoyah to marry. So the relationship between Moshe and Yisro was, this is someone, I didn't do anything wrong. And this person, he threw me in jail. He threw me in jail for 10 years and left me to rot. With nothing to eat and nothing to drink. And if it wouldn't have been for the chesed of Tzipoyah, who gave me lechem umayim every day, I wouldn't have survived. Yeah, I'm very happy to marry Tzipoyah afterwards. She's the one who kept me alive. But Yisro is not my best friend, says Moshe Rabbeinu. He threw me in jail for no reason, and he left me to rot. Now, let's turn the tables. Moshe Rabbeinu hears that Yisro is coming. Yisro, that Yisro who threw me in jail, together with my beloved wife Tzipoyah, the one who sustained me, and my children. And yet he went out to greet his father in law, not to greet his wife and children. Let's go through perhaps two or three different malachim. In Panim Yofis says, of course Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone out to greet Tzipoyah and the children. However, around Klal Yisrael was the Anani HaKovod. And we know that the Goyim couldn't get through the Anani HaKovod. The Anani HaKovod with protection only for Yid. No Goy could enter the Anani HaKovod. Tzipoyah and Gershom and Eliezer, they came with Yisrael. When they got to the Anani HaKovod, they managed to get in. They were already Yidden. They managed to get in. Yisrael, he was a Goy, like you said before, if he hadn't yet been Megaya, he couldn't get in. He hit this barricade, the Anani HaKovod, he couldn't get in. Not because he went to greet his father-in-law as opposed to Tzipoyah and the children. They managed to come all the way to him. They managed to come into the Machane Yisrael, says the Bonomi office. Yisrael couldn't get in because Yisrael was stuck outside. So that's one which is miskabel al hadas. We can understand that Be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone out, he would have preferred to go out perhaps to greet his wife and children, but he didn't need to because they could get in, whereas Yisro couldn't get in. The Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, who always writes very bekitzer, it seems to be he had this question, and he writes, Vayetze Moshe Likas Choisnoi, says Rekeach, Ishto Yobonov, Pshitas Shesomachim Ohem. It's poshut that he was happy to see them. It seems to me what the Rekeach is saying, Vayetze Moshe Likas Choisnoi, he went out even to greet his father-in-law. The fact that he went out to greet his wife and children, that's poshut. It's poshut he was happy to see them. But the Chiddush was, Vayetze Moshe Likas Choisnoi, even to greet his father-in-law. Okay? That one we can also understand. The Al-Sheikh says the most beautiful, beautiful pshat. Why Vayetze Moshe Likas Choisnoi? And he says like this. Yisro sent a message to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the message was as follows. Listen carefully. I'm coming to Machane Yisrael. I'm coming from Midian to join the Yidden. What's my agenda? What's my tafkid? Why am I coming to greet you? Why am I coming to meet Klal Yisrael? Because I want to become a ger. Vayava Yisrael Chosin Moshe Bon of Israel Moshe El Hamidba Ashehu Chayne Shomhar Elikim. Says Yisrael, I'm not coming because I want to see my son-in-law. I'm coming because I want to be Megaya. I'm coming l'shem Shemaim. Vayomer El Moshe Ani Chosin Chay Yisrael Bo Elecha. Says Al Sheikh, what does it mean Ani Chosin Chay Yisrael Bo Elecha? Says Yisrael, the truth is, I'm coming not to see you. I'm coming to come again. It happens to be I'm your father-in-law, and I've got your wife and children tagging along with me. So that's why on the way I'll stop off in your house and I'll drop them off there. Don't think, says Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm coming to see you. I'm not coming to see you. I happen to be, I'll pass by your house because I'm your father-in-law. The reason why I'm coming is to become a ger. That was the message which Yisrael told Moshe. Not only, I threw you in prison, but I'm not coming to see you. I'm coming because I want to become a yid. Says the Al-Sheikh Adava Nifla Ad Ma'id. Mila. Mila and Kabbalah Sayyidah Mitzvahs. Says the Al-Sheikh, listen to this. Al-Kain Birois Moshe Kach. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard this and understood the message of Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu made a message. Hine Chomi Bo Levakesh Es Hashem. Why is my father-in-law coming? L'shem Shemaim, he wants to become a Yid. V'ishti Ubanai, my wife and children, why are they coming? Levakesh Es Si, they're coming to see me. Who should I give more cover to? I should give more cover to someone who's coming for me, or I should give more cover to someone who's coming for the Shechina, the Shem Shemaim. It could be that Moshe Rabbeinu was more excited to see his wife and children more than his father-in-law. But Moshe Rabbeinu was so emes. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a madrega, he made a cheshbon. Let's leave my emotions by the side. What's the correct thing to do? They're coming to greet me. Oh, but Yisrael is coming l'shem Shemaim. Yisrael is coming to be a ger. Vayetzei Moshe likas choisnei, because he's coming l'shem Shemaim, not just for personal emotional reasons, to like my wife and my children. Dovah nifla ad moed. So we've got so far three pshat in Vayetzei Moshe likas choisnei. Either because the wife and children, the Ponim Yofa says, they managed to get into the Anani HaKovid, Yisrael was stuck outside. Or like the Rekeach says, Vayetze Moshe Likas Chosnoi, also Likas Chosnoi, but of course to greet his wife and children as well. Or the Al-Sheikh says, Vayetze Moshe Likas Chosnoi, he taka went to Chosnoi, and not his wife and children, because he gets precedence. Why does he get precedence? Because he was coming to Shem Shemaim, rather, and they were coming too, just to greet Moshe Rabbeinu. But perhaps, the most posh pshat is as follows. Vashteitzach it's a madrega. Nasas Adibu state, Kabed es Ovicho Vesimecho. The mitzvah say of Kibud Avaim. The Sefer Chinuch says that the yisod of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is Hakaras HaToiv. Your parents do so much for you, Kibud Avaim. And that's why we keep reminding our children, Kibud Avaim, we do so much for you. What happens, however, if you have a parent who doesn't do so much for you? They brought you into the world, but since then, and you know what? The parent may be elderly. In the present situation, they are perhaps you're doing more for the parent than they're doing for you. Says the Meshech Chochma in Pashto Veschan on the Moedik Ezach. Where did the Rebbeinu Shem say Kabbadei Savich Vesemecho? In the Midbar. What did the mothers do for the children in the Midbar? Pretty much nothing. They didn't cook for them because they had them on. They didn't go shopping for them or washing their clothing for them because the Anani HaKovid washed and refreshed their clothing. So the mothers in the Midbar didn't cook for them. Of course, they were there, gave them emotional support, but the normal halach yelech, what a mother does for a child, they didn't do. What does a father do with his children? He learns with the children. The children in the Midbar didn't need their fathers to learn with them. They had Moshe, they had Aaron, they had Zakenim. Kabedes avich vesimechos is meshchoch was given dafk in the Midbar to show that even if someone has a father or mother who you hold isn't. Right now, they're not doing that much for you. My mother's not washing for me. She's not cooking for me. She's not cleaning for me. She's not shopping for me. My father's not learning with me. He's not spending time with me. The very fact they brought you into the world is enough of a reason of Kabbadei Savich Vesemecho. So there's no patur when it comes to Kabbadei Savich Vesemecho. In this pasuk, in this parasha, Vayishtachu Vayishak Loi, from here we learn out this is the Makor in the Torah, that Chayev Adam Bechvoid Chomiv. That person, besides for the respect which he has to have for his father and his mother, he has to respect his father and his mother-in-law. It says in Vayetzei Moshe Likas Chosnei, went out to greet Vayishtachu Vayishakloi, Mikan Moshe Rabbeinu, the Melech al Klal Yisrael, he bows down to his father in Yisrael. Why? Mikan Shechayev Adam Bechvoid Chomev, you're Mechayev to respect your father-in-law.
Not the mother-in-law.
Fashteitzach, of course the mother-in-law, Kosgein the mother-in-law. So... Once we've established that the chi of kibbud av is irrelevant what they've done to you, even if they're not doing much for you at the moment, the very fact they brought you in this world, the same thing when it comes to chomer v'chamosei. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be I've got a father-in-law that threw me into jail. It could be. It could be he threw me into jail for no reason, I did nothing wrong. It could be he threw me into jail and left me to rot there for 10 years. Doesn't matter. In the end of the day, I married his daughter. If it wouldn't be for him, my wife wouldn't be in the world. I'm chayv kibbud av v'ayim. Kibbud chomer v'chamosei. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the message that my father-in-law is coming, together with my wife and children, it could be that he was more excited to see his wife and children. That could be. Or when it comes to covered, I don't have a chi of, a person has to respect his wife. Or but the chi of kibbud av v'ayim, the chi of kibbud av v'chamosei supersedes that, goes above that. And the Vayetse Moshe likas chos nehif went out first to greet his shver to show. And imagine, he went out, and Aaron went out, and the Zgenim, Gantz Klal Yisrael went out. And they got a lesson what it means in kibbud av v'ayim. They got a lesson what it means in kibbud v'chamosei v'chamosei. There's no excuse. It could be Taka, they locked me up in jail for 10 years for no reason. It doesn't matter. We've run out of time, but we've covered quite a few in Yonim, in these few psukim. Geshem and Eliezer, Tzipora, they missed Esa Marcus. They missed Matan Torah. They missed Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu had a passion. He had a passion to tell it over to them. Besides the fact he hasn't spoken to them for the year, but there's so much to tell them. And yet, when he gets the message that his father-in-law Yisrael is coming, the wife, the children, the shver, they're all coming to greet him. Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly ignored the tzipora and ignored the children. And first, Vayetzei Moshe likas chosnoi. Of course, we had some other pshatim as well, but perhaps one of the limudim is, you see from here what it means, the extent of kabbalah savicha v'samecha, the extent of what it means to be chayv b'chvoit chomer b'chvoit chamoisei. But just to chaz over the inspiration, one of the things we have to take out. Why did they miss Matan Torah? Why did Yisrael miss Matan Torah? Geshem and Eliezer Tzipora. Why did they miss Matan Torah? Shteit in Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says about Yisrael. We're saying the same about Tzipora and the children. Someone who's not mishtatef b'tzar and shel Yisrael. Someone who runs away and hides himself when klal Yisrael in tzar doesn't have the zchus. Won't have the zchus to be mishtatef b'simchos and shel Yisrael. Tzipora, Geshem, Eliezer, Yisrael. When klal Yisrael were locked up in Mitzrayim, klal Yisrael were tortured in Mitzrayim, and they were living the good life in Midian. They didn't experience it firsthand. Says the Rebbeinu Shem, you can't have b'simchosoi lo yisoyev zar. They can't have a sheches in Matan Torah. We all want to be zeicher. We all want to be zeicher to be mishtatef b'shuosin shel Yisrael in the Gvald Genisim, the Gvald Yeshua, which the Rebbeinu Shem is bald very soon going to give Klal Yisrael. We have to remember that the only people who are going to be zeicher to be mishtatef b'simchosin shel Yisrael is if we're mishtatef b'tzaren shel Yisrael, and we try experience firsthand. We don't stop davening. We don't stop thinking. We don't stop learning b'zchus all the yidden. We're still living through Gehenim of the Welt. In the Zchus, that we're being Mishtatef V'Tzaren Shel Yisrael, Be'ez HaShem, we should all be Zecher B'Kov Mamesh, to be Mishtatef V'Yishuasen Shel Yisrael, B'Vi'ez HaGoyim.
Amen.